You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
I could make these for you for like a fraction of that price. I'm not going to because I've got crap to do, but I could.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Do you guys know the Patagonia? Okay, so let me explain something to you. I don't mind outdoor wear. I do think it's hysterical when a pair of shorts are like $159. There's certain things I will spend my money on and certain things I won't spend my money on. And before we begin, if you think that you're going to come sideways at me with the stuff that you buy from China, Kane, you might have to set some people straight.
That's true.
Because you guys know how nuts I am about this stuff. I spent 2.5 months looking for damn marble for a blanking pastry board that wasn't sourced or in any way manufactured in China.
Don't trust China. China is ass.
I ended up getting it from Taiwan, which to me was like sending a giant marble middle finger to China, because I hate communism with the burning passion of 1,000 suns. If I saw communism walking in a crosswalk, I'd speed up, hit it, reverse, back up, forward, hit it again, reverse, back up, forward, hit it again, reverse, back up, forward, hit it again. Just for fun. So that's kind of how I feel about communism. So I'm very, very careful. The shirt that I'm wearing right now is made in the USA. Jeans I'm wearing right now made in the USA. I don't mind paying more for things that are made in the USA. And I mean, I look from where they get their blanking cotton. The cotton in the shirt came from India. That's how nuts I am. So if you're going to come sideways at me, oh my gosh, pack a lunch, not just for yourself when I eat it, but also another one because I'm hungry. So that being said, I was looking at the Patagonia people this morning. The Patagonia. It's outdoor clothing for, now granted, there are some people who actually wear this stuff to go outdoors, but by and large, I found that the people who wear Patagonia and are very virtue signaling about wearing the Patagonia are also the people who really don't spend a lot of time outside. They run outside in their Patagonia and they take selfies and then they run back inside and sit on their ass and get on Instagram. That's what they do. These people that always have the Patagonia on, they're never without Wi-Fi. Interesting that. So anyway, I do mean to pick on Patagonia and all the people who are defending it this morning. I do. So Patagonia, they went out and they want you to know they are quite upset, ladies and gentlemen. The Patagonia people, they are much upset with the law in Georgia. Patagonia. I've always wondered what a company that makes $169 cotton shorts thinks about voting law in Georgia. So what they came out and they decided to donate. They're donating money to not just what they say are voting rights in Georgia, but they also want to get HR 1 passed. And they are very, you guys, they're very, they just prioritize voting rights. They're going to donate $1 million to all these voting rights groups. They issued a press release. And I was looking at it, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's a bunch of virtue signaling stuff. They're going to, they want to fund the Black Voters Matter Fund, a bunch of other League of Women Voters, ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a hate group. So those are the people that they want to fund. And they said that they want safe and secure elections, and they're blasting. This is their CEO, Ryan Gellert, protecting our democracies and all hands on deck commitment, blah, blah, blah. And they're positioning, they're characterizing Georgia's law as a quote unquote attack on democracy. Really interesting. Attack on democracy. Attack on democracy. They really value voting rights. I mean, if you ask them, Patagonia, what do you think about voting rights? Oh my gosh, it's so important. Protecting democracy is just is so important. We need to make sure that we're protecting access, protecting all of this stuff. They're very, very, they're very serious about this. Okay. All right. So I decided, I wonder how serious they are. Because, you know, a lot of companies out there, they really talk a good game about being serious about this stuff, but they really aren't. The majority of Patagonia stuff is manufactured in China. From their own website, of the 43 factories we currently contract with to make Patagonia products, 13 are in China, 9 are in the U.S. Far more of our products are made by those Chinese suppliers than they are by U.S. factories because of their expertise and price. So they are admitting that they want cheap labor. Patagonia, the people who are so concerned about voting rights that they make the majority of their products in a communist country where people can't vote. Patagonia, that's so concerned about access to liberty and democracy and freedom that they make the majority of their products in a country that, again, a communist country where the people can't vote, that have internment camps and commit genocide. And, oh, what else do they do? Oh, forced labor. They are engaged in all of these things. Just so some of the tubby, stubbly guys out there who are super thirsty and bitching at me in my timeline with their Patagonia selfie avatars can defend this company. I'm just curious, the $130 jumpsuit that they make, I'm just wondering how much of that $130 actually goes towards those lower paying workers in communist China for Patagonia. You know, because they're so concerned about voting rights. I'm wondering about this. How much? How much? Very interesting. Or what about those, how much were those stupid shorts? They were, oh, those are the dirt crap bike shorts. $159. I could make these for you. I could make these for you for like a fraction of that price. I'm not going to because I've got crap to do, but I could. I don't care what they charge for their clothes. I'm a capitalist. What I don't like is the inconsistency and the hypocrisy. And don't sit here and be a progressive and be like, I can't believe you're whining about capitalism. Wait a minute. You mean being forced to make crap in a communist country's capitalism? What? Hi, do you know what governments are? Oh my gosh. So ridiculous. But this is, I'm telling you, we're going to go through some of these other companies. If Patagonia gave an actual consonant F about voting rights, they would close up their manufacturing in China. Because China's, when is the last time that people in communist China have been able to vote? Don't tell me that their workers are taken care of. Do you seriously, honestly believe that communist China allows people to inspect their factories? I don't trust a company that pretends to care about voting rights but allows a communist country that doesn't allow its people to vote to manufacture its stuff. I don't trust them in telling me that their people are taken care of, because I don't trust them after they demonstrably don't recognize this insane irony. So they admit even on their website that they like cheap labor. I'm bringing this up to you because this is actually most of the companies that are bitching very loudly about Georgia's law. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and our freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So the athlete formerly known as Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner, is exploring a run for California governor as a Republican, which that's anybody's better than Gavin Newsom. And I actually don't think I just think that Caitlyn Jenner would get kind of pushed around by some of the swampy swampersons in, you know what I mean? I just, in Sacramento, I just kind of think that because he seems too nice. Like, Caitlyn Jenner just seems too nice. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Anyway, but he's being assisted in this consideration by a longtime GOP fundraiser. They've been working through the American Unity Fund, which is a GOP nonprofit that looks at LGBT stuff. Ren previously worked at Trump Victory, so is apparently part of the Trump camp. Very interesting. And of course, you know, the recall against Newsom is ongoing. And it's not just Republicans that have launched that. I have to correct that. That is not just Republicans. There's a lot of Democrats. I'm sorry. When you see Justine Bateman out there signing petitions, Justine Bateman ain't no Republican. People are just mad all over. I'm just telling you. I told you so about this. This comes from NBC. And they did, and it's not just NBC. I have another story that NPR had touched on. They said that a lot of buildings, office buildings, are opening back up, but not all employees are returning because people still have anxiety over the virus. But also, I think some of the anxiety is completely made up because people want to retain the flexibility of working from home, which kind of makes sense. Also, Japan is poised to allow the Coast Guard to fire on Chinese vessels in new legislation. They ain't playing around. They're considering new legislation that's going to radically alter how the Japanese Coast Guard behaves towards foreign vessels in Japan's waters. But it also could, if there are Chinese vessels involved, inadvertently hurl the region towards some conflict. We have a lot more to discuss. Tech is heading for a showdown. And man, old man Hutchinson, what is up? Stick with us. Asa Asa, I was going to make a joke about putting the A-S in. I don't know, just saying. Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas. He was on my friend Tucker's show last night. And, I had to send you out another newsletter just based on that because it was that crazy. I watched this. I was on primetime last night. And I knew, I'd heard that Hutchinson was going to be on with Tucker. And he's, if you're unfamiliar, he kind of did what Kristi Noem did. He vetoed this bill about hormone treatment and what is essentially chemical castration. And it's weird because his defense of it is that it's not a limited government position. Now, we're talking about minors, okay? We're talking about kids. This is, and also it doesn't make sense that he chooses some things and acts like it's a conservative position, but other things aren't. Like, this is the guy who signed the mask mandate in effect into his state. Hutchinson signed the mask mandate. He thinks that's a conservative position to get in, but when it concerns minor children and the reckless administration of hormones, and I absolutely do think that it is absolutely reckless and abusive when you're doing it, when you're dealing with kids and this stuff. But it's chemical castration. So he goes on the show. I did make a lot of fun of it last night. He goes on the show and it's the weirdest 9 minutes. I'm not playing the whole thing. It's just one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. I don't know who in their right mind said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Why don't you go ahead and go on Tucker's show? Sounds like a great idea. I'm like, does Hutchinson even know what a conservative is? I mean, all the hills this dude could politically die on, and he picks kitty chemical castration. So he says, conservatives shouldn't be involved in every issue, says the guy who signed a mask mandate while discussing whether minor children should be given hormones and chemically castrated. And then he would try to name drop Reagan's name and Buckley's name a million times as though it was like a special spell that would defend him. Listen to some of this. This is crazy.
I said I hadn't. Let me emphasize, Tucker, you are a conservative. You have a great background in that. Where are we getting back to the limited role of government that we don't have to invoke ourselves in every societal position out there? Let's limit the role of government.
Okay,
let's
let parents and doctors make decisions.
That's a weird... Wow. And I liked what Tucker's, which would have been my follow-up. I liked his follow-up. He's like, well, but we have like drinking age laws. Kids can't drive cars. They can't drink. They can't join the military. They can't get married. I mean, are you saying that for Hutchinson to be consistent, the argument has to be that he thinks all of those are big government things. Like, do you know what a conservative is, dude? Have you ever seen a chicken? Caw, 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 caw. Doo-loo-loo, doo-loo-loo. It's not even what it is. Not even what it is. This interview was bonkers. And then he would, throughout the interview, he would say, well, you know, Ronald Reagan, he'd say something insane. And then he'd go, well, Ronald Reagan, wait, what? I mean, kitty chemical castration's a conservative position. Tucker makes Tucker confused face. Reagan? Buckley? Reagan?
I found some real ones.
What is that even?
It's chicken squat.
What the hell is that, Steve? That's not... Oh, forevermore. That's not what we were talking about.
That sounded sick.
That sounded crazy. But... just because somebody has an R after their name, it doesn't mean that they're a conservative or even a Republican, I think, anymore. It really means jack squat. The whole framing should be economically statism versus capitalism, and in general, statism versus freedom. That's the whole framing of everything. And for this guy to go out there, well, I don't think it's a conservative position, Tucker, to not chemically castrate kids. I mean, you know, we can't get involved in everything. Tucker makes confused Tucker face. I mean, somebody had to have been in that room with Hutchinson going, stop it! Stop talking! Stop it! Somebody had to have been. Reagan? Reagan Buckley? What was going through his head? And there was at one point where he decided he was going to be sassy. Like back in the days of yore when you would go when it was somewhat new to be combative on cable news, remember? With politicians, at least. Well, if you would let me answer the question, there was a delay there, smarty pants, for the love. But also, that answer was bonkers. That was the most bonkers damn thing I've ever heard. That's the hill you're going to die on politically, is kitty chemical castration. Signing a mask, making everybody wear a virtue diaper on their face. That falls within the line of conservatism. But chemically castrating kids, well, I mean, Tucker, well, you know, if they want to do that, they need to do it. Is he going to go join the Lincoln Project after this? Because it seems like Hutchinson would be a great candidate for membership. Holy hell. I mean, minors, should they be protected? I don't know. Yes, Kane? Yes, please. Let's have more.
Let's limit the role of government. Let's let parents and doctors make decisions.
Then why don't we allow 18-year-olds to drink beer in Arkansas? Why don't we allow them to get tattoos? Why don't we allow 15-year-olds to get married? You vetoed a bill that would have protected children, not adults, children, to whom a different standard applies, from a life-altering permanent procedure that has effects we can only guess at, but the early indication is they're very serious and very negative in some cases. And now you're telling me you do that because you're a friend of limited government? Okay, then why are we preventing kids from drinking? Sincere question. Or getting married? Sincere question. Having sex. They're not old enough to have sex, but they're old enough to be chemically castrated? How does that work exactly? I'll listen as you explain.
Well, thank you, Tucker. And first of all, these are difficult decisions. Do you want to listen to the medical profession? Do you want to listen to professional counselors? Do you want to listen to parents? Or do you want to leave all these decisions to the legislators that come from all different kinds of background? Yes, they're elected to represent you, but they do not necessarily...
So basically, Hutchinson, and remember, you have to look at these issues. The issue particularly in question is a variable. So just substitute child marriage. Well, you know, we should let the legislature, Tucker, be the decision maker on this. We should allow, you know, if somebody wants to marry a kid, then they can. I mean, that it's. Well, I hope he didn't have any plans to do anything else after this interview, because his career is pretty much done. Never seen anyone torch themselves in such a fashion before. Did you ever think that in 2021 you would see a Republican actually commit political seppuku with kitty chemical castration?
Why do the Democrats want open borders even though it damages national security and the people who are crossing the southern border are brutalized by the drug cartels? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show, we discuss this and how Dr. Fauci continues to move the COVID goalposts with North Carolina Congressman and Dr. Greg Murphy. We'll also highlight the huge threat to your personal liberty through vaccine passports and how our children are now in the COVID police crosshairs. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This headline is actually kind of funny. This is NBC Channel 6, South Florida. North Florida officers find an emotional support snake during a DUI traffic stop. They did joke about it, and they said the snake was not driving, but it was, they said that police officers in the Florida Panhandle during a DUI stop, they found what a guy said was his emotional support snake. They did not, it's a python. They did not release information on what happened to the python or its owner, but I didn't even know that people could have. It's Fort Walton Beach.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What emotion would it support?
Well, isn't it, aren't like support animals?
Yeah, I don't know.
Emotional support animals aren't. It's like anxiety.
I'm just trying to figure out what a snake would help with as far as emotions are concerned.
I think it would make me nervous, but it's a python, so it's, I guess, what it's like, cuter.
Constrictor.
Yeah, I don't know, but they posted Fort Walton Beach police. I can't even talk. Fort Walton Beach police posted on Facebook about it. Let's see here, a couple of other ones. A naked Florida man hip thrusts a Lee Acres tree before punching a deputy in the face. A naked Florida man was accused of wandering around Lee Acres, naked, pounding on doors. 21-year-old Alonso Sanchez, he was high as a kite on dope when deputies found him hugging and hip-thrusting a tree. Drivers kept having to swerve. They were called originally police because he was running into the street naked, causing drivers to swerve. When deputies tried to apprehend him, Sanchez punched one of the deputies in the face. So they did handcuff him. They took him to the hospital because of the drugs in his system. He's got a battery charge and a law enforcement officer. He's in Lee County Jail. And the tree is okay.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.